Hi there, this is Tracy, and today I have a question for you. Can we be friends with a narcissist? Can we maintain a relationship with someone that has abused us? That's really the key. We're going to talk about that today.
Nope.
Here we go. Welcome. Everyone always asks me if you can be friends with your narcissist. Why can't I? He was my husband for 17 years. Why can't I? The hardest parts of staying friends with a narcissist is certainly if you're co-parenting. Then you've got some issues where you've really got to work on co-parenting. But And a sibling or a mother or father, that those are really hard situations where gray rock might not be, but like reduced contact just very well might be the only solution for you. But for those of you who ask, can I still be his friend? Can I be her friend? I'm friends with other people that I've been with before. Why can't I be this to my narcissist? And I say, No, please no. The reason I'm saying this is, if you are on this channel and you're looking up narcissist abuse, you're being abused. By being abused, that means someone didn't treat you well. Does a friend do that? Speaking from my own personal experience, I've got two narcissists to talk about today. Number one was my ex-husband. Married 10 years, divorced, never spoke to him again. And that's as gray rock as you can get. We're 2,000 miles away and got no interest, right? So that allowed me to heal better than 3x narcissist who I tried to break up 4 times with over our 2 years, and he would hoover back. And he would always hoover back, not like, let's be friends. And, you know, it started out as let's be friends. And at that point, I didn't know I was being abused. I just didn't like his behaviors and things. That should have been a flag. I should have said, you know what, you treated me like shit, I'm not doing this again. But I would take him back under the friend-only clause. And the friend-only clause never lasted. I'd say if we saw each other once before, you know, we started getting back in bed, that was never friends. That was never meant to be. And so when a narcissist says to you, I just want to be your friend, what they're really saying to you is, they need you for some kind of supply. This guy took me back, and I took him back, and he borrowed money. So each time it became more. When I took him back first, I wanted to be a part of his life with his children. And oh, I got that wish granted. I was allowed to babysit for them, pretending that we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but I could be in their lives and they could see that I was a good person. Why did I accept that? I thought because it was a normal person. And I thought it was leading us to something else. This was a deeper thing. You know, to me, during that, I was like, okay, he trusts me with his children. Awesome. So that really wasn't what it was. He needed me for the supply to take care of his children. That was the supply. Sex, money, babysitting, house packing, and any other crap he needed me to do in his business, right? So I was used for supply. Come back in. He was never my friend in the first place. A friend doesn't do this to you. And this is what Brene Brown says about friendship and about trust. She calls it braving. And I believe I have a video that I talk about her TEDx talk about this. And then I strongly encourage you to go watch it when we're done. But she takes all the words in braving and identifies rules of friendship, if you would. B is for boundaries. And that means that there is no trust without boundaries. Has your narcissist crossed your boundaries? Do they respect them? Good point, right? Okay, R is for reliability. And I can only trust you if you do what you say you're going to do over and over again. Reliability. Has your narcissist been reliable? Think that through. Probably not if you're on this channel, right? So, B, R. Now we're up to A, accountability. I can only trust you if when you make a mistake, you're willing to own it, apologize for it, and make amends. I can only trust you if when I make a mistake, I'm allowed to own it, apologize, and make amends. Narcissists don't ever apologize. They don't ever own anything that they've done. And this is a really good test for you. Like, you want to be their friend? Are they owning the shit that they put you through? Because if they're not, bad, no strike, right? V in braving is for vault, and that's keeping confidence. That's keeping secrets. That is keeping what I told you, you do not tell others. Those are sacred bonds. When a narcissist smears you and gaslights you and does all the lying about you, that is not safe. That is not a vault of trust that you should ever go back to. They've already proven they're unreliable. No. Okay, in braving, I is next, and this is for integrity. Choosing courage over comfort, choosing what is right over what's fun, fast, or easy, and practicing your values, not just professing your values. Hello! Narcissists, just tell us how great they are. They don't live it. This means, like, if something's inconvenient and you really wanted to go somewhere else, but someone needs you, and you drop everything for them, that's integrity. That is above and beyond. Think about that. Did your narcissist do this? I don't think so. And in braving is for non-judgment. You and I can both struggle and ask for help. Okay, maybe. Generosity. Our relationship is only a trusting relationship if you can assume the most generous things about my words, my intentions, and my behavior, and then check with me. So that's a really good guidelines for friendship. That's a really good thing to think about when it comes time to decide if the narcissist should be your friend or not, because I don't think they could do it. And they haven't fulfilled any of those things. If they fulfilled one, have they fulfilled them all? Do you have adequate trust in them? Have they proven themselves to be worthy of your friendship? Remember, this is a line that they're going to use to get more supply out of you. So I encourage you to pass on the friendship. Maybe after you heal, maybe after you've fixed the wounds inside of you, you can find a way to be friends. But don't do it right away. And don't do it because they asked you to. Do it because they've proven themselves to be good people. This is Tracy. That is all I've got. Subscribe to my channel. Go visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. We've got all these great resources, everything from things by state that you can get free counseling, help, legal advice, all kinds of services. We've gathered them into one place. So no matter where you live in the United States, sorry, other countries, you can find that resources. And I also have a podcast on iTunes. So I look forward to hearing more from you. Subscribe to my channel and let me know how it worked out for you to be friends with your narcissist, because I'm pretty sure it didn't end well. I'd like to hear some success stories, and I'd love to hear your big fails, because that's probably where we all are in that bucket. It's Tracy. That's all I got. Have a great day.